Credit Union. By American Family Insurance, Brad Noller Agent. By Helena AgriSystem. Lucre Chiropractic in Sabetha. By Honeyman Ford in Seneca. The Denison State Bank. And by Giant Communications.
This is how we do it.
Here we go.
This is how we do it. It's Friday night.
It's Friday night, and that means it's time for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Week number 2 is underway. And man, did we have some awesome games here this evening. It's the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake, that's Boz, and we've got a lot to get to tonight as week 2 lived up to the billing in multiple aspects of it. We'll dive into everything from our local high school teams. We've got collegiate games to get to. And we got to talk about the Chiefs last night as well. But we're going to keep the hype good right now. Talking about high school football here on this beautiful Friday night. Boz, a couple weeks ago, jamborees were happening. Some got canceled. Some got postponed because of heat. Wasn't the case tonight. Beautiful weather.
It is. It's football weather. We were sitting at the game tonight, and Jake said, boy, I got a little chill. A little chill in the air. It's what it is, though. It's football time. That's the best time of the year. Week 2, it's starting to get a little chill in the air, and it just feels like football.
Yeah, I kind of remember, what was it, last week, that Brandon and Jared and their Friday Night Fever were talking about. There's just something in the air, right? And it was
like 94.
This week, fellas, Brandon and Jared, if you don't listen to Friday Night Fever on the way to games, you're missing out. Because a handful of people we talked to tonight said they were listening to it because they wanted to know what was going on and how to prepare for the games they were going to.
Yeah, everybody's on the road. They're heading to the games they're going to watch, and it's nice to listen to that and just get a little breakdown of all the area games and what else is going on around the area.
Phenomenal things that happened in our area. A ton of contests between league foes. We had some matchups. The one you heard on 103.9 tonight, phenomenal Big 7 League matchup. The one you heard on 92.1, you know, again, we'll get down scores here in just a second. A team bounced back on 93.7 FM. Well, they had a light outage. I mean, there's just a ton of things for us to get to. Boz, you got some scores. Let's get some of them going.
Yeah, Jake, we can jump right into this with the scores we've got right now. Donovan West, they fall to 0-2 on the season with a loss at Care Perryville, 60-12. Clifton Clyde, they put it to Blue Valley tonight, 46-0. Clifton Clyde improves to 2-0 on the season. Washington County at Frankfort, that was a big one talking about last week. Frankfort comes out big, takes out Washington County 54-6. So Frankfort 2-0.
And that's your dark horse, Bob.
That's my sleeper right there, and they're living up to it right now. So Washington County, they fall to 1-1. Frankfort 1-1 on the season. Or excuse me, 2-0 on the season. Nemaha Central, they took it to Royal Valley tonight, 62-0. Nemaha Central, they are rolling. I think maybe they're answering some question marks on how this team was going to be. They're 2-0. Royal Valley falls to 0-2 on the season. Jefferson West at Hiawatha, really tight ball game there. Jefferson West comes out on top, 16-14. They improved to 1-1. Hiawatha falls to 1-1. Another big game we talked about, Holton at Sabetha. Holton, they lose tonight to Sabetha 24-8. Holton falls to 0-2. Tough start to their season. Sabetha, they are 2-0 on the season right now as well. Jeff County North at ACCHS. That was the issue with the lights. As we were watching the game, it started getting dark out in the field. They were pretty dark on the field as well. But Jeff County North, this game was called at halftime.
Yeah.
They beat ACCHS 36-0. So Jeff County North, that's your sleeper team. We'll talk about them
team.
In a little bit. Yeah.
Yep.
They're 2-0. ACCHS, they fall to 1-1. Horton at McLouth. McLouth takes it to them 26-6. Horton starts the season out 0-2. McLouth goes to 2-0.
How about that? McLouth Bulldogs, shout out to you, because McLouth, again, you're going to have to look at the historical side a little bit. Starting off the season now, 2-0. Big start for them.
Big time start for McLouth, that's right. Moving on down the line, Mar Hill, Mount Academy at Jackson Heights. Jackson Heights puts it to them tonight 42-6. Jackson Heights 2-0 on the season. Mar Hill, Mount Academy, they fall to 0-2. And that's all the scores we got right now.
So that means right now what we're looking for are scores from Hanover, El Saline. We're looking for Axtell, Hartford score, Valley Falls, Troy. We also need to get Marysville, Wamego, Atchison at Sumner Academy. Pea Ridge at Oskaloosa is another score we need, and Perry LeCompton, Riverside. So if you've got any of those scores, please give us a call on the Giant Communications hotline at 785-547-3461. Give us a call and give us those scores. That's what we're looking for right now as we are trying to get those scores all in to be able to, again, pass those along to everybody. Now, we're going to go right into our first segment of the night, which is one that was a week two key matchups for us. And we want to make a special announcement right now that we – it's on me, Buzz. I said last week we're going to wait till week four.
Yeah.
Things change.
They did. Yeah, they did.
And they change quickly.
Yeah.
Isn't that life, though, in general?
It is.
Things can change quickly. So instead of us waiting till week number four, we decided, if you saw it on the Kansland Facebook page or the Care Radio Facebook page, we decided, it's our game of the week. We're going to give away a prize if somebody comes up to us. And Christy Knoll, JCN Charger fan, shows up and she says, are you Jake and...
Bose. That's okay,
Boz,
though.
For the fans at home, it's Boz. B-O-Z. Boz. Phenomenal. She came up. She got herself a $30 gift card to Jet's Pizza because she came up. Are you Jake and Boz? And yep. Boom. That's all you got to do. You don't got to be interviewed with us. You don't got to talk on the radio. All you got to do is just come up and say, hey, is this our game of the week? And it was. JCN at ACCHS was the game that we picked this week because you had ACCHS, who had not lost a league game since 2020.
Yeah. Yeah. Big game.
And JCN, my dark horse team, the team that I think had some love from media pundits before the season, but people still really weren't buying in.
Yeah.
I'm a believer.
I'm telling you what, I'm a fan. After watching them tonight, this team is legit. I really believe they've got a really complete squad. They are playing just incredibly confident tonight. I mean, I've got a list of guys for Jeff County North that, I mean, just super impressive. And if you want to roll into this right now.
Yeah, let's do it.
Grady Knoll, the quarterback.
Hey, man, it's our show. We can do what we want, right?
We can do what we want.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Grady Knoll, this kid, he's the quarterback. He's a junior. He did it everything tonight. I mean, he ran for touchdowns. He throws the ball really, really well. He had, I believe it was a 65-yard touchdown pass. He broke a 90-yard touchdown run. This kid just did it all. Ethan Knoll, running back for Jeff County North, a junior. He broke some long runs, big, solid running back. And then you look at this team, their offensive line, they've got some size. They move well. They run block incredibly well. This team, I mean, if you look at that line, Zachary Toole, Cohen Novinsky, R.B. Tweed, Grant Furman, Abraham Knoll, I'm probably missing a couple guys, but when you watch them play, they are confident, they're fast, they're quick, they fly to the ball on the defensive side of things. Very, very impressed with Jeff County North tonight.
I mean, you literally went over each individual aspect of who, you know, different things that came through or different plays that happened. None was more impressive to me than Grady Knoll, quarterback for JCN, backed up at his own 10-yard line. And we'll get a recap from Tom Couts here in just a little bit from the game that only made it to halftime due to lights being an issue. We'll let him talk to you more about that. But he runs a quarterback draw, gets it to the second level, maybe at the 15, 17-yard line, and two Tigers, come up to try and pounce on him. And he just squirts away and runs 90 yards for a touchdown.
Yeah, I mean,
impressive. Great
speed once he got in the open field, but he broke the tackles. That's huge yards after contact right there. And it's funny because when we were watching it, I said, hey, this could be big. They're on the 10-yard line. If they break it right now, this game might be out of hand. And just like that, next play, there goes Grady Knoll.
And then one other thing that we're going to highlight again, we're going to do this every single week. The game that we choose to go to, we're going to talk more in depth because we were physically there. We watched that game. And so there was another big play that was that JCN turned the ball over inside the 5-yard line of ACCHS. And so we're sitting here thinking the Tigers got a chance right now to maybe get back in this ball game because it was 26-0 at that point. And you look over at me and you say, man, if they press a big play here, different ball game.
To change momentum.
And as soon as the ball was snapped, linebacker comes free, safety. And that's when you kind of knew, okay, things are going the way of the Chargers here tonight, and the Tigers just didn't have it.
No, they just didn't. And you know, we talked about ACCHS. I mean, they did lose a lot last year. They were bringing in a big winning streak with league victories, but tonight there was just no comparison. Jeff County North just did whatever they wanted to.
We're getting ready to take our first break here of the evening, but before we do that, we made a mistake last week, and, you know, again, we're okay with admitting when we make mistakes. We had plenty of nominations last week for the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominations. We had them all lined up. We picked our winner. We just never told you guys about it.
We knew who it was.
We knew who it was. Anyway, congratulations to week one's winner, Carter Hike from Nemaha Central. 17 carries, 160 on the ground, 3 touchdowns, and just played a really good game overall. So Carter Hike was week one's Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball winner. We will have Game Ball week number 2 coming up later on in the show. But for right now, we need to get to our sponsor, first sponsor break of the evening, and get you guys getting going here. It's a great start to the show. We're having a lot of fun here. Seth Tollison still hanging out in-house. Ray Penning also hanging out here at the studios. Make sure you're locked in here and tell your neighbors and friends that we're live right now with the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on Kansaland Radio and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Chris Studer, Senior Vice President and Cashier at Community National Bank.
Community National Bank is founded by local businessmen, farmers, the people that make the community what it is. My goal has always been, and strong point will always be, to provide the customer service to the people that support us. At the end of the day, we would not be the organization we are without the support of our customers.
Hi, this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices, today's headlines can be scary. Hi, I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor Jeff Russell. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a reasoned, disciplined approach to investing. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. Stop by my office in Sabetha or Brad Edwards in Hiawatha or Shannon Wrights in Holton. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Farmers, it's go season, and Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is as ready as you are. To ensure this harvest season goes smoothly, their team of technicians is working extra hours to reduce downtime and get you back in the fields, because Bruna Implement was built by farmers for farmers. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska, wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
If you're in the ag community, turn to the local five-star bank that understands who you are and what you do. We've been helping generations of farmers, ranchers, and ag producers with their banking and borrowing, and we would welcome the chance to help you as well.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Giant Communications, we have internet speeds of up to 1 gigabyte per second. We know how essential high-speed internet is for your work, entertainment, and staying connected with loved ones. That's why we're here to transform your online experience.
No more staring at loading screens. No more interruptions during your favorite shows, and no more video game lag. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who have already embraced the future of internet connectivity with Giant Communications. Experience the freedom of seamless online existence. Say goodbye to slow internet and hello to the future. Contact Giant Communications today.
Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Here we go. We're back in segment number two. The MSC Sports Radio Network here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Glad to have you with us with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake, that's Boz, and we've got a lot to get to. We have talked a little bit about some of the key matches with Bozzy. What scores we got tonight?
All right. Hey, everybody. We're still looking for some scores, though. Let me go through those. We need El Saline at Hanover, Logan Palco at Lynn, Axtell at Hartford, Valley Falls at Troy, Perry LeCompton at Riverside, Pleasant Ridge at Oskaloosa, Atchison at Southern Academy, and Marysville Omigo. If you know those scores, call in. Let us know who came out on top in that one. Let's go through real quick what we have so far. We didn't get a whole bunch of new ones from the last one, but Donovan West, they fall to Care Paraville 60-12. Clifton Clyde gets the win over Blue Valley 46-0. Clifton Clyde, they're rolling early in the season. Frankfort, another team that's rolling, they get the win at home against Washington County 54-6. Valley Heights beats Onega 48-16. Nemaha Central takes it to Royal Valley tonight 62-0. Jefferson West, they get the win, another close one, but they did get the win at Hiawatha 16-14. Holton falls to Sabetha 24-8. Jeff County North, we just talked about that a little bit ago, 36-0, that game called at halftime over Atchison County. Horton, they fall to McLeod 26-6, and Jackson Heights, they take it to Morehill Mountain Academy tonight 42-6. Another score just came in, Axtell. Again, they're rolling 52-6 over Hartford.
Again, it was kind of one of those games of you should win, you need to win, will you show up to win? It looks like Axtell did just that.
Yeah, well, we talked about Axtell. I mean, they're replacing some key pieces on that team, but I still think they're just dominant. I mean, that's the word I can think of with Axtell. But you never know. I mean, you're riding that confidence and maybe a trap game they go into and they don't play as well, lesser opponent, but they took care of business tonight, 52-6.
Hey, don't forget that our Giant Communications hotline is live right now. If you want to give us the scores that Boz just asked for, that's 785-547-3461 will be the phone number for you to get those in. In just a little bit, we're going to be going into our Friday night highlights segment. Last week, Boz, we had one.
Well, that might have been your fault.
Okay, so we had one on the air. I apologize to everybody in the MSC Sports listening area right now because we had three. I might have dropped the calls on two. So if you call in and you get dropped, please call back. It's nothing personal. It's just a dummy behind a board and a mic. And his name is Jake. You're not supposed to agree that quick.
I do agree. You dropped two calls.
All right. Yep. I'll try not to do that tonight. But anyway, that segment's coming up in a little bit. And that's a fun segment, Boz, because we want people to call in and we want them to tell us about what was fun, what was exciting, what was a defining moment in a game that you went to here tonight in our area, because we want to know that, because we can't be everywhere, unfortunately. We do have, what do we got? 9 different total between our radio stations and our channels, so we can cover 9 games a night. There's a lot more than 9 games going on every single Friday night, so we need your insight. And so when you call in during that segment, Seth Tollison and Ray Penning will be answering the phones for you and making sure that you get a chance to get on the air. All you got to do is tell them your name, tell them where you're calling from. That way you can get on during our Friday night highlight segment. That's coming up here in just a little bit. So get that number ready. Again, it's 785-547-3461, the Giant Communications hotline. When you need fast, reliable internet, think no further than Giant Communications serving Northeast Kansas. Well, Boz, we're going into our second segment. And some recaps are starting to kind of trickle in at this point. And so we're going to go ahead and bring a few different recaps in for you guys right now. And we're going to start off with what arguably was the game of the week as far as competition, score-wise, and how it ended up. You heard that game right here on 103.9 FM KNZA with Brandon Tadman on the call for that. It was Jeff West at Hiawatha, a 1-0 Red Hawk team and an 0-1 Tigers. Let's see what Brandon has to say.
It was a big 7 league showdown Friday night in Hiawatha as the Red Hawks were hosting the Tigers of Jefferson West on KNZA 103.9 and the Hiawatha channel courtesy of MSC Sports, and the game did not disappoint. 3 minutes into the game, Connor Kettler, a 60-yard pick six to give Hiawatha an early 6-0 lead. Jeff West would take that score into the second quarter but get a 19-yard touchdown run by Brody Thielen. And a 2-point conversion by Tucker Holthouse gave Jeff West an 8-6 lead going into halftime. Both teams putting up touchdowns and two-point conversions in the third quarter. Hiawatha getting theirs first on an Alex Pyle 9-yard touchdown pass to Connor Kettler. Made it 14-8 Hiawatha. That was a 62-yard drive that took 6 minutes and 10 seconds off the board. And then Jeff West would follow right back with a 62-yard drive themselves. It was Creighton Holman, a 14-yard touchdown run on an end-around play. And another two-point conversion gave them a 16-14 lead late in the third. And that's where we went going into the fourth. But we saw a turnover on downs, a punt, a fumble by Hiawatha late in what appeared to be their final drive of the game and final opportunity. But they would get it back after Jeff West fumbled inside the 10 with about a minute to go. They got a couple big pass plays and then a couple penalties that got them up near to midfield. But Braden Newell throwing an interception to Brody Thielen at about the 40-yard line with 40 seconds to go. And Jeff West was able to hold on for the victory. First win for Jeff West in 3 years over Hiawatha. Both teams are 1-1. Our player of the game was Brody Thielen, who had 15 carries, 80 yards, and a touchdown. And then two interceptions on defense as well. Tucker Holthouse with a good night passing. 10 of 14, efficient for 91 yards, although he did throw a couple of interceptions. Josh Monaghan, leading rusher for Hiawatha as he finished the game with 12 carries, 62 yards. Connor Kettler again had a big night before leaving with an injury. 9-yard touchdown reception and then that 60-yard pick six as well. Up next for both, Hiawatha, week three, they'll go to Holton. And a tough stretch coming up for Jeff West, and it starts next week with a home game against Sabetha. From Hiawatha, Jeff West wins at 16-14 over the Redhawks. I'm Brandon Tadman for the High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks, Brandon, and a great game that was. Again, Jeff West, Hiawatha, and it was a game where Hiawatha coming into it, you know, had some injury trouble once again this year. Last year, it seemed like they were just decimated by injury. This year, same thing. They have a kid that starts a quarterback for the first time ever tonight and taking on a Jeff West team that was hungry. Because that Jeff West team, you know, they were, again, trying to find ways to make their mark here in the Big 7 League.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, I feel bad. Hiawatha, they've got kids, they got talent, and they just can't get away from the injury bug. It seems like year after year they just have key players go down, and no different this season. They got a new quarterback in, and you know, they're trying to start out 2-0 for the first time in get off to a quick start. And then, you know, they're looking to go next week. I believe they're against Holton.
Talking about Hiawatha?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, it would have been a big thing for Hiawatha to go 2-0 stepping into that game. But Jeff West, like you said, they're hungry. They didn't want to start the season out 0-2.
The Tigers.
They pick up the win. They're 1-1. It was a real good matchup tonight. Hiawatha's had two really close games. They come out on top of Royal Valley last week, drop a close one tonight.
And again, I mean, it's one of those things that you look at the schedule and it does not get easier. Brandon alluded to it for Jeff West's perspective, for Hiawatha's perspective as well. They've only got one Big 7 League opponent, but their district is no cakewalk either. And so, again, the ability for a team to find a way, you know, to make a big comeback, because Hiawatha was driving, as Brandon just alluded to a little bit. They were driving at the end. A couple of big-time plays for the Redhawks. They started that last drive, Boz, at their own 5-yard line.
Yeah.
And got into plus territory. And then, from their perspective, an unfortunate interception for the Tigers. The Tigers. That's
a big play. Yeah.
Tigers. If you don't know Coach O, Ed Orgeron, when he was at LSU, man, that was the best press conferences ever. Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
So, but if you're the Tigers, not only do you get a Big 7 League win, you get it on the road. That's a big time win for Jeff West.
Oh, it's huge. I mean, it changes a little bit of the complexion of your season. Instead of going 0-2, now you're 1-1. You got a little momentum. But you mentioned, I mean, this schedule, no joke. They're at home next week against Sabetha. Tough, tough task for Jeff West. But you get the win tonight. You carry a little momentum into next week.
Hey, we also want to remind you guys, once again, the Giant Communications Hotline is about to be opened up for you for Friday Night Highlights at 785-547-3461. That's a ball game we want to hear from the fans on, yeah?
Yeah, call. Tell us what happened there. We weren't there. We didn't see what was going on. So give us a highlight. Give us something great that happened during that game.
Something phenomenal from that game. Let's go over to Jared Sleppy, who had a barn burner last week, Centralia Valley Heights. This week, it was Valley Heights and Onega for Jared Sleppy, who had the call.
Valley Heights rolled at home, final score 48-16 against Onega. Carson Spoons had a phenomenal game. He had 99 yards over the air and over 90 on the ground with two rushing touchdowns. He had a passing touchdown as well. He had the first 12-yard rushing touchdown of the game. He had another 17-yarder in the second quarter. And Jaden DeWalt, was great to see him get abundance of carries. He had 7 carries for 2 touchdowns in the win after getting 5 touchdowns against the Buffaloes last year. For the Buffaloes, Race Fisher got a touchdown. Jackson Coulterman got one late in the fourth quarter. But in the end, it was all about the Mustangs. They improved to 1-1 on the season and 1-1 in league play. As for Onega, they fall to 0-2 on the season and 0-1 in TVL play. Once again, your final score, Valley Heights 48, Onega 16.
Well, Valley Heights gets the win. They improved to 1-1. Boss, that's your dark horse. That's a team. No, I'm sorry. That's Frankfurt.
Yeah, Frankfurt.
Not close enough. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. Not close enough. I mean, geographically close, but not the same. I'm actually a big fan of Valley Heights, a 2-7 team last year that is bouncing back this year. Nearly knock off Centralia. Centralia had a great game last week, an 18-16 final in that one. And then this week, they take care of business at home for their first home game of the year against an Onega team that was looking for a little bit of momentum from their own side. I mean, Boz, I wouldn't say that you are a buff, but you got some buff blood in you.
I'm
not talking about muscles.
No, well, that too. No, I do have. I got some family in Onega. I got some cousins that are playing for them. And, they had a close game last week. They were in it all the way to the end, and then, I think with Onega right now, you're trying to see, can you compete for 4 quarters? And tonight they really weren't in it. 48-16, Valley Heights takes it to them. But, Onega, they just got to find a way to stay close in the ball game, and then they got to figure out a way to win.
All right, now we're going to go over to the game we were at, and that was over at Jefferson County North against ACCHS in Effingham, and that was the game that was called at halftime due to a lighting issue. That was the game that we got to see. We actually got some photos, and we'll share them on our social media pages. Make sure you like and follow the Candleland Facebook page as well as the Hot Country 93.7 Care Radio Facebook page so that you can be up to date with everything that's going on. By the way, we're just a couple weeks away from giving away that golf cart. Boz, could you use a golf cart right now?
I sure could.
Yeah, but too bad you can't win it. But anyway, you could use one.
I could.
So make sure you're following those Facebook. We'll put up the pictures that we took tonight of the field as the sun started to set. The gradual differences of the east side of the 50 compared to the west side of the 50 was drastic between on that field. And we also got to meet our winner, Christy Knoll, who won a $30 Jets gift card for coming up and saying hi to us. That was our game of the week. Let's hear what Tom Counts had to say about the game tonight that he called on Care 93.7.
Two teams who are slated to be battling all season long for the championship of the Northeast Kansas League met tonight in Effingham, Kansas, as ACCHS played host to Jefferson County North. JCN leaped out to a big halftime lead, and then, in a bizarre twist, the second half never happened. As the teams went into the locker room, one of the light standards had failed to illuminate through the entire course of the ball game. In spite of many efforts to try to get it relit, the administration for both teams and coaches and staff came together and decided that in the best interest of the teams and the safety of the fans, that the game terminated at halftime. Final score, Jeff North winning it then, 36-0. Chargers had big nights from Connor Kearns and Ethan Knoll, Grady Knoll, Carson McAfee, all putting points on the board. JCN continues perfect. They're 2-0. Tigers' record settles in now at 1-1. So again, Friday night, and a remarkable and very unusual ending. The game is called off at halftime. It's Jeff North, 36, Atchison County, nothing. Tom Couch reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks, Tom. I want to get Tom to say Tigers.
Just
one time.
Yeah, he's got it. He can do it for sure.
I think he's got it. Again, that was a 36-0 JCN victory over ACCHS. What was so significant about that game, might you ask? Why did we maybe pick that game that ended up being 36-0 as our pick of the week? Well, Boz, because the ACCHS Tigers had not lost in the NEKL since 2020.
Yeah.
They were on a 2-year winning streak, 11 straight games in the NEKL. They had not lost in the NEKL, and yeah. JCN didn't blink.
No, not at all. They didn't blink. I think maybe that was something. They might have little bulletin board material right there. Go into ACCHS. They hadn't lost the league game in 2 years, just back-to-back league titles. And again, we talked about it earlier, ACCHS, they did lose some key players. They're
right.
You know, just not the team they were last year. But JCN, I think that's just a statement. They're going in away game at ACCHS, and they just flat took it to them.
Yeah, I mean, ACCHS, if you want to see an awesome pregame, though, go see ACCHS. Yeah. Go see a game there. PA announcer, individualized introductions of the players. It was pretty cool. And there's a lot of hype, a lot of buildup and everything. And then the game started, and JCN just thought, it's about what happens between the two sidelines here. It's on the gridiron that matters.
Yeah.
I mean, and it was great. It was a great game to watch. Again, if you're an ACCHS fan, you know, it was for them, they didn't appreciate it. They didn't like it. It was a bad game, a rough game for those kids. They have some things, again, that we saw that were like, okay, that's almost there.
Yep.
They have some guys. They got some dudes. But they just ran into a juggernaut in JCN.
Yeah, and just an absolute buzzsaw. I mean, kind of mentioned it at the start of the show, JCN has so many weapons. Grady Knoll, the quarterback, we talked about him. Ethan Knoll, one of the running backs, he also splits out into the receiver position. Connor Kearns, he had a nice game. But, you know, one thing I look at, too, is, man, their offensive line is good. And I wish the program we got doesn't list heights or weights.
Come on, ADs.
I'm telling you, it would be interesting to know how big these guys are. Because you're sitting in the stands, it's kind of tough to measure that.
Right.
They look big.
I mean, people see me in a stand, they think I'm 6'1".
Well, no? I don't know about that.
You think it's the opposite?
I think, yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm like 5'8" and a
yeah,
half.
Yeah.
No, three quarters?
No.
Okay.
Yes, but I mean, you watch these guys on the field and, you know, their line, they blocked really well. They were quick off the ball. They got to second level, got backers.
Yeah.
I mean, and one thing that was incredibly, it stood out to me, Grady Knoll, I don't know what he was passing the ball tonight, but he was throwing some darts. I mean, he didn't miss. I mean, he was just very accurate, threw the ball just on a rope, didn't really act like he was nervous, just set and throw the ball. And he had a 65-yard touchdown pass to Grady Knoll, or from Grady Knoll to Ethan Knoll,
yeah,
on a slant route that was just on the money. Just like I said, very impressed with JCN. I think they could do a lot of good this season.
I'm telling you, yeah, again, that's my dark horse. That's a team that, again, I feel like people maybe aren't respecting enough right now. It's only week two. A lot of things will change between now and first round of the playoffs. Watch out for JCN. That's my dark horse. If you want to talk about a game that you went to tonight, Friday Night Highlights is coming up soon. Phone number for that on the Giant Communications hotline is 785-547-3461. Just tell Seth who you are and where you're calling from. And as we learned last week, you don't have to give us a real name, I guess. You just got to be, what was the caller's name last week? Bob?
Billy.
Billy. Yeah, Bill. Don. You know, pick a generic name. Jake. Call in, tell us who you are, where you're from, what game you want to talk to. Let's go over to Sabetha, the Blue Jays, trying to improve to 2-0. Holton trying to avoid an 0-2 start. Justin Fluke had the call on the Holton channel and Sabetha channel.
The Sabetha Blue Jays improved to 2-0 on the season with a 24-8 victory against Holton in week number 2. There was no scoring in the second half of this game. Sabetha never trailed, scoring on their first possession after Holton went 3 and out, and then a negative yardage punt left the Blue Jays a short 27-yard field. Sabetha opened the scoring on a 16-yard touchdown run by Chase Fry, then got the ball back and would kick a 25-yard field goal. That was Nate Middle to put the Blue Jays up 10-0 early in the second quarter. Holton got their one touchdown of the night after a 46-yard pass play from Eli Hallauer to Abbott Hundley. Hallauer ran in on a 14-yard touchdown. The two-point conversion made it 10-8 with 8.5 minutes to go in the first half. But Sabetha would score two more times as the Blue Jays put points up their first four drives of the night. Mitchell Kramer to Nate Minold on the 13-yard touchdown pass, and then Colin Minold, a 5-yard touchdown run, 24-8. Neither team really did much in the second half, except one drive for Holton. It was an 18-play, 78-yard drive that took nearly 10 minutes off the clock, but the Blue Jays were stopped on fourth and short at the Sabetha 3-yard line, turned it over on downs, and didn't get the football back as the Blue Jays milked the clock the final 7.5 minutes of the game to win it by 16. Sabetha ran for 267 yards. Colin Minold with 114 and Chase Fry with 122. They both added touchdowns, while Nate Minold, Christian McAfee, and Marcus Bauman all had two catches. For Holton, they ran for 207 yards with good balance as well. Abbott Hundley had 65 yards, Eli Hallauer 43, Kyler Jackson 42 yards, but left the game in the first half with an injury and did not return. Kel Frazier and Kel Hine, both over 25 yards rushing for Holton as well. in the loss. The Wildcats dropped to 0-2 on the season. Their first home game next week against Hiawatha. Sabatha will take their 2-0 record to Jeff West next week. Again, the final score, Sabatha 24, Holton 8 for the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Justin Fluke reporting.
Hey, thanks, Fluke, and a great game there for the Sabatha Blue Jays. Again, coming into that matchup, it was one across the area of, okay, Sabatha should win this game. Can you take care of business? But like Coach Garrett Michael always reminds us that it's one game at a time, and it's always respect your opponent, especially a team like the Holton Wildcats. But Holton goes in, they fall to 0-2 here tonight, 24-8 to Sabatha.
Yeah, that was one of our key matchups, and it really was a big matchup simply when you look at it from the perspective of Holton potentially starting out the season 0-2. Sabatha, we've picked them as somebody that could make a lot of noise this season.
Deep
so
run.
If they could take care of business, they could improve to 2-0. You know, here's the thing. I look at Sabatha and this team. I mean, they have all the pieces. They've got size. They got speed. They got receivers. They have all the things they need to make a deep playoff run. Now, here's what's interesting, though, is I quite honestly, I thought the score might have been a little wider spread there.
Yeah, agreed.
Holton got as close as 10-8 in the first half. It wasn't like Sabatha came out and blew him off the field. So Sabatha, you know, maybe they didn't come out and really hammer Holton like they wanted to, but I don't know that you're ever going to do that to the Holton team.
Yeah.
You know, they're ball control, they milk the clock. And on the flip side of things, Holton, they were in the game. I think they're big deal right now. They're figuring things out. This is a tough way to start the season for Holton. You're at Nemaha Central. You're at Sabatha. Two really tough road games early in the season. A lot of people that know Holton know that it takes a little bit of time when you have some inexperienced guys to learn the system, understand how things are going to work, and by week 7 or 8, they're going to be a good team.
Yeah, and again, you're talking about Sabatha, Nemaha Central, two opponents that are top two in their respective class. As far as rankings go,
yeah.
One of them, oh, by the way, they've just got now a 15-game winning streak,
yeah.
And defending state champions in the Thunder, who roll tonight over Royal Valley 62-0. Sabatha, again, a team that I feel like can make a deep run, a team that a lot of people are looking at saying, this reminds me of a different Sabatha team from about 5 years ago that went out and duplicated by winning a back-to-back state title.
Yeah, you know, and the key, Coach Garrett Michael, I mean, he knows exactly what he's doing, and I think a big key for Sabatha is to stay grounded. You know, you had a great start to the season, you're 2-0, but it's week by week by week. They got to continue to get better every single week. They got to make sure they focus on the details, the little things, and improve. They can't have any wasted practices. They've just got to stay the course and not look too far down the line. You know, they could look down the line at a Nemaha Central matchup, and that would be a mistake. And I think Coach Garrett Michael, he'll make sure they're focused on the right now.
I'll tell you right now that's what I was just verifying. That's a Week 8 matchup. I don't want the season to fly by any stretch.
No.
But I want to see that game.
Yeah.
I want to be at that game. That is going to be one that, again, Nemaha County rival. You know, these are teams that, you know, Justin and I were talking earlier on the phone, and the ideology and the concept that kind of is impressive of that, these teams are 15, 20 miles apart in the same county, in the same league, in the same district.
Yeah.
We got to figure out a way to get these people out of the same district. It's like sub-state basketball. Every single year is a regional thing, and I will die on that hill of saying that has got to change, because you need to rank your teams top to bottom in order to truly get a real bracket, because you shouldn't be having these teams battling against each other and they can't make it to a state championship game.
Yeah, I agree 100%. It's one of the worst things out there when you have two really, really good teams. I mean, you could, if they finish out the season the same as they are now, you're looking at a number one ranked team and a number two ranked team that are going to meet each other in districts, and one of them doesn't get to go on. It's kind of ridiculous. But, it's
boo.
Very similar to, I don't know if it's the same county, I'm guessing, Rossville, Silver Lake. How many years did they match up?
Yeah.
One of them gets knocked out, the other one goes to win
a
state
title. I'd
still
argue it. I mean, no matter what.
Yeah.
But just, the concept. Come on, Keisha. Let's get something figured out, something different here. All right, we got one more recap to get you. We talked about Jackson Heights taking on Mar Hill Mount Academy tonight. Crendon Prophet, your Cobra commentator, has an update for you.
Jackson Heights Cobras start their first home game with a win. Jackson Heights Cobras 2-0 on the year. Ravens falling 0-2 with the Jacksonites Cobras versus the Mar Hill Ravens. Last week, Jacksonites Cobras beat Horton 42-6, and this week they beat the Mar Hill Ravens 42-6 in almost the same fashion as the Cobras, were the only ones who score in the first, the third, and the fourth. And just like Horton, the Ravens only scored in the second. The Ravens looked like they were about to pick things back up, and they were able to reach the red zone three straight times at one point in the game. But Drake Mellis, he was my player of the game. And you may ask, why was he the player of the game? Well, he had three interceptions on the defense, which stopped every single red zone drive that they had. And he had four touchdowns total, one punt return touchdown for 48 yards, one rushing touchdown, and two passing touchdowns, one which was a 50-yard air ball, and the other one which is a 40-yard air ball that went for 70-yard touchdowns apiece. On the other side of the ball, Luke Siebert threw four interceptions, of course three of those to the other quarterback on the other team, Drake Mellis, and his fourth interception going to Dylan Childs. On the last five drives of the game for the Mar Hill Ravens, they had five straight turnovers, including back-to-back fumbles and back-to-back interceptions. Overall, it was an utter lights-out performance, which goes along with the theme of the jerseys for the Cobras. They were in all black, where the Ravens were going all white. So, Jacksonites Cobras playing lights-out offense and lights-out defense, coming out with the win, 42-6, starting off their home game records 1-0, and the NAKL 2-0, and overall scheduling 2-0. Ravens falling, of course, to 0-2, as they'll go on to face the McCall Bulldogs next week, and Jackson Heights facing Pleasant Ridge Rams. Thank you. This is Crittenden Prophet.
All right, Crittenden, thanks. Again, that's the Cobra channel where you can watch all Jackson Heights games. We are blessed at the MSC Sports Radio Network to continually have options for you, whether it's on radio or on channel. You can watch, listen free worldwide on the Holton channel, Sabetha channel, Hiawatha channel, or Cobra channel. And then you got KNZA, KMZA, KAIR for the three Kansas radio stations, and two in Nebraska, KLZA, KTNC. All that means is you just need to go to mscsports.net and click Listen Live for you to find any game, up to 10 different avenues for you to be able to watch or listen to some high school football. Let's briefly go over that Jackson Heights game against Mar Hill. The Cobras, Drake Mellis is a sophomore and is one that is, he really lives up to the billing, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's having a heck of a season the first two games. I mean, anytime you get four touchdowns in a game, two passing, one punt return TD, a rush TD, he got three picks on defense. I mean, what did this kid not do tonight?
I don't know. Maybe, I mean, he probably filled the water jugs too.
He might have. Did he kick extra points? I don't know if they went for two or kicked. If they needed to kick, he could probably do that too.
He probably, I'm just saying, you better watch out because he might be able to take, you know, some free concessions away. You know, if I was a Cobra concession stand worker, I would just, whatever you want, Drake, you can have it. I don't think, is that NIL? If you get free nachos at the concession stand?
I don't know. You might get in trouble.
Once again, come on, Keisha. Let the kids have some nachos.
Well, I tell you, this kid, I mean, he's really having a great start to this season. And here's the thing, Jackson Heights, their offense, they seem to be clicking a little bit. I mean, they're putting up 42 points a game. Now, we also got to consider Horton last week, Mar Hill Mount Academy this week. So, you know, teams that have struggled here recently, maybe not the best opponents early in the season to gauge how your offense is really going to be. But, you know, you start out the season putting that kind of offensive production on the board, that's a good thing.
All right, we got Friday Night Highlights coming up in just a little bit. Once again, your phone number is 785-547-3461. That's the Giant Communications Hotline, 785-547-3461. Give us a call and be a part of the show. Tell us what your favorite segment, your favorite opportunity at a football game was tonight. Make sure you include some stats, some key plays, whatever was exciting for you, give us a call and tell us about it. It's coming up after the break here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Mitch Ottmer, Regional Market President for Nemaw County at Community National Bank. As Regional Market President, my primary focus is the lending departments in both Seneca and Sabetha. And in Nemaw County, our biggest thing we do is ag lending. I think people want to come see us because I do have a lot of experience. I've been here 17 years. Come see me for help financing your farm, business, or purchasing your next home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods, because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes. But these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to learn how today.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat, like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich, like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
At Giant Communications, we have internet speeds of up to 1 gigabyte per second. We know how essential high-speed internet is for your work, entertainment, and staying connected with loved ones. That's why we're here to transform your online experience.
No more staring at loading screens. No more interruptions during your favorite shows, and no more video game lag. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who have already embraced the future of internet connectivity with Giant Communications. Experience the freedom of seamless online existence. Say goodbye to slow internet and hello to the future. Contact Giant Communications today.
Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1950.
Here we go, back in here at the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. You're on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Jake and Boz hanging out with you on a Friday night, a cool Friday night. It is 68 degrees outside right now, Boz. This is perfect football weather, yeah?
It's football weather. You shouldn't play football when it's 98 degrees out.
Heck no. You're going to sweat too much.
I'm telling you. It feels good out there.
I don't like sweating. I don't like moving. Shoot, I about threw my back out just trying to sit on this stool earlier. And you did great.
I kept going.
Rolling right through that as I'm sitting here like in pain and agony. This is what I do for you,
struggle
folks.
Bus.
I want to make sure this show is impeccable. I even throw my back out trying to put up a good show because I got to carry Boz all the time.
Oh, come on. Whoa, shots fired.
I need to get some little sound bites. Little pew, pew.
Nah, let's not do that.
All right. Tigers.
Yeah, that too.
Tigers. All right, so we talked a little bit about some scores. Bozzy, why don't you give us our scores one more time?
All right, we actually have every score we were looking for, so thank you.
Great
everyone.
Job.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, giving us all the scores. Let's go through them here real quick. Hanover, they fall to El Saline, 44-28. Hanover drops to 0-2 on the season. Donovan West, they fall to Care Paraville, 60-12. D West, they are 0-2 now on the season. Logan Palco at Lynn. Lynn comes out victorious 44-32. Axtell takes care of business tonight at Hartford 52-6. Axtell improves to 2-0 Hartford drops to 0-2. Clifton Clyde, another team taking care of business. They beat Blue Valley 46-0. Clifton Clyde also 2-0 on the season. Blue Valley 1-1. Big game we're going to talk about here in a little bit. Washington County at Frankfort. Frankfort, big win tonight, 54-6 over Washington County.
Dark horse.
Dark horse. That's my sleeper team right there. And they're really not even a sleeper team. And we talked about it very early.
They've been
a
500
season.
Team over the last couple of years. And so trying to get over that hump, they've had good middle part of the season, but they always seem to struggle midway point to the end of the year and then losing into the postseason at basically the first round, second round every single year. But they're facing up against big time opponents. This year seems different, though.
It does. I mean, they're putting a ton of points on the board. I think they're a very confident team right now. And this was one we were looking at as a key matchup against Washington County. So we'll get to that here in a little bit. Frankfort 2-0 on the season. Washington County now 1-1. Valley Falls, they are at Troy. They lose tonight 46-8. Valley Falls 0-2 on the season. Troy improves to 1-1. Onega at Valley Heights. Valley Heights gets the victory 48-16. Onega moves to 0-2. Valley Heights 1-1 now on the season. Nemaha Central, they rolled over Royal Valley 62-0 tonight.
I see what you did there.
They rolled. What'd I do?
The Thunder rolls.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even mean to do that.
You did?
I meant to do it.
There
exactly
go.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah, Nemaha Central 62, Royal Valley 0. Nemaha 2-0 on the season. Royal Valley, they fall to 0-2. Jeff West at Hiawatha, close game tonight. Jeff West gets the win 16-14. They improved to 1-1. Hiawatha now, they are 1-1 as well. Holton at Sabetha. Sabetha gets the win 24-8. Holton, unusual form. They're 0-2 to start out this season. Sabetha, they move to 2-0 on the season. Perry LeCompton at Riverside. That was kind of an intriguing game for us this week. Perry LeCompton gets the win. They lost last week to Sabetha. They come back firing tonight 20-6 over Riverside, so they improve to 1-1. Riverside, they fall to 1-1. Jeff County North at ACCHS. Mentioned that game earlier. Jeff County North 36-0 over ACCHS. That game was called at halftime. Jeff County North now 2-0. ACCHS 1-1.
It was called at halftime, again, not because of the score.
Yes.
But because the lights went out.
Lighting issue.
Lighting issues.
And quite honestly, it could have gotten dangerous because it was. It was awfully
dark. It was
dark.
Pitch black almost.
In the southwest corner
again,
of the field.
Again, we're going to post pictures up there for you people to see. But it was even one that, again, once you crossed about the 45-yard line on the east or west side of the field, it was getting pretty dark, and it was going to be very much a safety issue.
Yeah, absolutely. Tough deal there. But that game finishes at halftime. Jeff County North 36, ACCHS 0. Horton at McLouth. McLouth gets the win 26-6. Horton falls to 0-2. McLouth improves to 2-0. Moore Hill, Mount Academy. Just heard the recap a little bit ago on that one. They were at Jackson Heights. Jackson Heights gets the win 42-6. Jackson Heights improves to 2-0. Moore Hill, Mount Academy. They fall to 0-2. Pleasant Ridge at Oskaloosa. Pleasant Ridge gets the win. They were 0-1 coming into this game. They improved to 1-1. Oskaloosa also 1-1. Atchison at Sumner Academy. Atchison, big win last week over Ottawa. They get another win tonight over Sumner Academy, 63-6. Atchison improves to 2-0. Sumner Academy now 0-2 on the season. And the last score of the night, Marysville at Wamego. I remember several years ago, Wamego, Marysville, that was a big-time matchup.
Yeah.
Wamego, they are rolling, though, 49-0 over Marysville. Wamego, were they in state title game last year against Bishop Miege, right?
First time that Wamego had ever been to a state title game in football. Weston Moody, great story, head coach there for Wamego. But, yeah, they kind of had a slow start to the season last week, getting beat by Clay Center, only scoring one touchdown a week ago. Were the Wamego Red Raiders, and then they were able to bounce back tonight against the Marysville team that's just a little bit down this year. And Marysville still trying to find their stride here in the week number two.
Yep, that is all your scores around the area tonight.
Phenomenal. We got all those scores in a lot quicker than we did last week. We want to thank you guys for that. That means it's time for Friday Night Highlights. The Giant Communications hotline is 785-547-3461, 785-547-3461. Giant Communications hotline, Giant Communications. When you need reliable, fast internet, look no further than Giant Communications, serving Northeast Kansas. Give us a call, 785-547-3461.
We've given you tonight's scores and even some insights from our area games of the week. Now, we want to hear from you. It's time for Friday Night Highlights on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
It's time now for the Friday Night Highlights segment where we give you the opportunity to give us a shout. 785-547-3461 is the number. 785-547-3461, the Giant Communications hotline. Tell us about where you were at tonight, what was exciting for you, and what people around Northeast Kansas want to know about that game you went to. And don't forget also, you can give us a call and give us your Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominee. We've got a few nominees in right now, but I need to get a few more in here. Again, last week's winner was Carter Hike of Nemaha Central, so feel free to give us a call, 785-547-3461. Give us what your highlight was of the evening here on this Friday night. And, you know, again, it's not going to be something that we drag out too long. If people don't want to talk, that's fine. It's not going to hurt Boz's feelings too often. But he would like to talk to some people. We had Billy last week that told us a little bit about Riverside's awesome win against Jeff West. Give us something. We're looking for Hiawatha Jeff West. That was a great game tonight. Give us a call if you're wanting to talk about Sabetha Holton. Give us a call if you're wanting to tell us a little bit about Washington County, Frankfort. Big-time win for Frankfort. And then Valley Heights Onega. A couple other good games tonight that we want to hear from you about. Perry LeCompton Riverside seemed like a great game. We want to know what happened, what stuck out for you. But let's go right into Washington County, Frankfort. That's Boz's sleeper pick of the year. As we, again, phone lines are open. Give us a shout. But Frankfort's your sleeper pick of this season, a team that has hovered around 500 for the past couple seasons. What did you think with them? Again, last week they beat Chase County, a team that drummed them a year ago.
60-8.
Last year. This year, well, Frankfort kind of returned the favor and got after them a little bit, beating them by 3 scores. And now they have another test here tonight against a Washington County team that took it to Donovan West in week number one. Well, Frankfort, they come out on top pretty handily here this evening.
Yeah, 54-6 win the night over Washington County. And this was one of the key matchups that we kind of highlighted for this week. And here's the reasoning a little bit. Frankfort, they really needed to get off to a quick start. You know, you don't want to start out your season and drop one of those games, especially having some tough opponents with Chase County, now Washington County. I mean, those are two quality opponents to start your season out. So I really felt like it was imperative for them to get off to a good start, get a couple wins under their belt, and that's exactly what they did. They're playing really good football. They're putting a lot of points on the board, 54 tonight. I don't have the score from last week, but I know they won by, like you said, a couple scores.
48.
They're kind of going on all cylinders right now. And again, it's early in the season, but that quick start was one thing I was looking for out of Frankfort.
Yeah, Washington County last year defeated Frankfort 52-30 a season ago. And so Frankfort, again, they're not only just getting wins, they're getting them handily, and they're revenge wins from a season ago. They're flipping the script in week number two already. I think I might be jumping on that bandwagon a little
bit. Come on. There's plenty of room. Let's go.
You got any good food?
We can find some.
Okay.
You want to come on board?
If there's anything, again, Boz, I'm not gonna give you his address or anything, but he knows how to use a Blackstone pretty good.
Yeah, let's go. We'll fix you some food.
We'll get some good food going. Another team that we were looking for here this evening that we were keeping our eyes on was Hanover against El Saline. And the reason was because Hanover, they can start the season off 0-2. It's a team that has got a tough, tough schedule. Tonight, El Saline gets the better of them.
Yeah, another tough one. El Saline beats them 44-28. And Hanover, early in this season, they were ranked as high as fifth in 8-man Division II. They lost 4 seniors, but they also returned 16 letter winners. So we really felt like Hanover might, if they could get a win out of this early stretch. I mean, it's a tough deal. Clifton, Clyde, El Saline. I think they go to Osborne, if that's right. So those are three really tough opponents. To start the season,
massive.
If Hanover could have picked up a win, and they can still do it next week, but Osborne's no joke either. I mean, that's a really good football team. So Hanover just not able to get over the hump and pick up a win early in the season.
A little bit better than a year ago. El Saline beat Hanover 50-14 a season ago. This year, 44-28 tonight. Hanover, again, the schedule doesn't get easier for them. They still got to play Frankfort. They still got to play Axtell. They're playing Osborne. I mean, it's a tough schedule for the Hanover Wildcats. For sure. We got another segment coming up. It's a looking ahead at next week. What are the big time matchups you should be focusing on? And we're going to talk a little bit about the Chiefs game last night and the college side.
Let's go. You mentioned the college. We got to.
I tried.
Are we going to let people call in for that?
All right. That's fine.
nobody's called yet, so maybe we'll open
all
it
right,
up.
All right, Giant Communications Hotline will be available if you want to talk Chiefs, and we'll talk about KU and K-State a little bit. It's all coming up here in just a few moments here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show rolls on. After this.
This is Dorsey Hall. Community National Bank means to me customer service for local customers. We have a great staff that know the community. They know our customers by name. They're able to help them, and we're able to provide more service in an uncomplicated way. When a customer walks through the door, we want them to be greeted with a smile and a hello and know that we are truly caring about serving them.
You feel right at home, right at home.
Hi, this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. That's why it's called unexpected. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy is don't predict, prepare.
At Edward Jones, we know that a job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security.
Let's work together to help make sure you're equipped for life's unexpected events.
To learn more, call myself Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Brad Edwards in Hiawatha.
Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We are wrapping up another summer, which means one thing for you farmers, time to gear up for harvest. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to provide you with the parts, the service, and the machinery you need to have a successful and smooth harvest. Get your equipment checked out now to prevent breakdowns and downtime when it's time to hit the fields. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
When you see those commercials on TV from the big global banks, remember, they don't give a hoot about you or us here in Kansas. Instead, when you bank in your hometown, your money stays in the local economy and it recirculates many times over.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Giant Communications, we have internet speeds of up to 1 gigabyte per second. We know how essential high-speed internet is for your work, entertainment, and staying connected with loved ones. That's why we're here to transform your online experience.
No more staring at loading screens. No more interruptions during your favorite shows, and no more video game lag. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who have already embraced the future of internet connectivity with Giant Communications. Experience the freedom of seamless online existence. Say goodbye to slow internet and hello to the future. Contact Giant Communications today.
Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Going into our next segment here on a Friday night. It's crisp, it's cool. It's Jake and Boz hanging out with you here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Big thanks to all of you listening out there in the Northeast Kansas region listening for high school athletics. Again, Bozzy, we got some scores for everybody to know about. What happened tonight here on the high school football realm?
All right, let's roll through the scores here pretty quick. El Saline at Hanover. El Saline gets the win 44-28. D West, they fall to Caraparaville 60-12. Logan Palco, they are at Lynn. Lynn gets the win 44-32. Axel defeats Hartford 52-6. Clifton Clyde all over Blue Valley 46-0. Washington County at Frankfort. Frankfort comes out on top of that one 54-6. Valley Falls at Troy. Troy gets the victory 46-8. Onega falls to Valley Heights 48-16. Nemaha Central, 62-0 over Royal Valley. Jeff West at Hiawatha. Jeff West gets the win, 16-14. Holton drops the game at Sabetha, 24-8. And I've got to find my other score sheet. Perry LeCompton, they get the win over Riverside, 20-6. Jeff County North over ACCHS, 36-0. Horton falls to McLeod, 26-6. Jackson Heights, they get the win over Moorhill Mount Academy, 42-6. Pleasant Ridge, they get the win over Oskaloosa, 21-16. Atchison, big win tonight over Sumner Academy, 63-6. And Wamego gets the win against Marysville, 49-0.
Those are your scores for this high school football on this Friday evening here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. And we're going to go into our Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees right now. What we've got for you. Again, you can nominate 785-547-3461. Call the Giant Communications Hotline. In order to nominate, just tell Seth who you got, what the kid's name is, what his statistics were, or what was good from his game here this evening. I got one, and then I'll throw it over to you, Bonds, to give me the rest that we've got so far. I've got Brody Thielen. For Jeff West, 15 carries, 80 yards, and a touchdown, plus two interceptions on defense. That's Brody Thielen from Jeff West.
Nice night right there. Here's what I got, Jake. Drake Mellies, Jackson Heights, four touchdowns on the night, two through the air, one punt return for a touchdown. He also rushed for a touchdown. Also, like he didn't do enough, he got three interceptions on the defensive side of things. I got another one here, game we were at, Grady Knoll, quarterback for JCN. He had, we don't have exact stats, but I know he was over 100 yards passing. He had a 90-yard touchdown run, 65-yard touchdown pass. He had a really, really good night.
Yeah, very good night. Also that we've got here this evening where Sabetha as a whole had two runners over 100 yards each. So the balance from the Sabetha backfield, that's a nomination here this evening. And then from Valley Heights, Carson Spoontz, 198 total yards and three total touchdowns. If you want to add somebody that's not already on that list, give us a call, 785-547-3461. Call the Giant Communications Hotline. Give us some additional nominees for the Lukert Chiropractic Game Ball segment. And that nomination, who we're going to give that game ball away to here this evening. Well, the phone lines are open not only for that, Boz, but they're also still open if somebody wants to talk about what's going on from around our area coming up here in just a little bit, because we're going to go right into our week three matchups. Let's hold off on those right now, Boz.
Okay. We can wait.
Yeah. We'll wait to do that after the final break, and then we'll make sure that we go into that. But let's talk about the NFL. Let's go straight into it. The Kansas City Chiefs open up their defending Super Bowl champions from a year ago. They opened it up at Arrowhead last night against the Detroit Lions. And the Lions come out on top 21-20. Initial reaction you had?
I probably can't say live what my initial reaction was, but here's
same
the thing
with everybody else.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
I didn't think the Chiefs. I don't know. They looked like they didn't come to play. You know, maybe it was the season opener. They've won I don't know how many in a row against the Lions. I heard somebody talking the other day. They're like, well, at least we're playing the Lions.
No joke.
I mean, they're
the
legit
NFL
team.
Man.
Yeah, you just can't take a night off. And here's the thing. Travis Kelce's out. Everybody made a whole fuss about that. And Chris Jones, don't have him. And I think those are excuses. I just don't think the Chiefs looked like they were ready to go.
That's the coach out of you right there.
Exactly.
That is the coach coming
you
out of you.
You've got to be ready to play every night.
I mean, and not only is it, you know, a next man up mentality. I mean, that's what these high school kids are doing. Next man up mentality. The difference is they're professionals. They're getting paid millions and millions of dollars. And yet they're sitting out because they don't, I want more money.
Yeah. That's a tough one. I guess I don't
that could
know.
Be a 20-minute segment
it
in
could.
Itself.
It could. Here's my other beef. I don't know what's going on with the Chiefs receivers. Oh my goodness, they couldn't catch a ball. I saw high school kids catching better balls tonight than the Kansas City Chiefs receivers.
I think I could have gone across the middle and at least hauled in a couple that Kadarius Toney couldn't.
It was they were on the struggle bus.
It was a rough night for Chiefs Kingdom last night. They tried to bounce back in week number two. But let's segue, because I can't imagine too many people want to talk about that very often. But I will tell you that the fact of college football kicked off last week, some area schools that we have a care about, trying to think of a different word to say other than a care about, but we care about them, yeah? Yeah, we care about them. Some of the college teams that we care about were, let's start off with KU. You want to talk KU. I didn't let you talk about them too much last week. Phone lines are open. If you want to talk about KU with Boz, give us a call, 785-547-3461, the Giant Communications Hotline. Boz,
hey, come on.
Airtime's yours, bub. Go
Rock,
ahead.
Rock, chalk, baby.
Get
I'm
out
telling
of here
you
with
what,
that.
KU there.
You realize right now, I'm in control of this board right now. I was
you can't do
Seth's
it.
Over
you
in the other room it. Waving the wheat right now.
I
for
hear
all
him.
Jayhawks.
I see him.
You hear the wave of the wheat?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, what does that sound on. Like?
It sounds like wins. Just we win. No, here's the thing. KU, they're off to a great start. They get a big time win tonight over Illinois, 34-23. That's, you know, we've talked about this, Jake. KU football has been rough for quite a long time. Things are turning around. That's why we're excited about it. They're playing some good football. Here's what you got to be really excited about tonight. Jalen Daniels didn't play last week. He comes out tonight. He goes. Jalen Daniels. He goes 21 for 29 through the air for 277 yards and two touchdowns.
Against Illinois.
Hey, Illinois, Big Ten school. They're
bottom
you know,
of the Big Ten.
Oh, come on. Throwing the hate already. Devin Neal, running back for KU, 10 carries, 120 yards, and a touchdown. He was averaging 12 yards a carry tonight. The Hawks, 539 yards of total offense.
Back-to-back games of them having north of 500.
Yes. That's why we're excited. They're doing some good things. I'm just
beat an Illinois team that beat Toledo on a last-second field goal last week, 30-28. But congratulations!
That's right. Hey,
yes.
we'll take it.
There it is.
Hey, two wins in the win column. We're good, buddy.
Dude, it's just too easy, man. It's just too easy. All right, let's go to some other college. Nebraska. We talked about them last week. They lost on a last-second field goal to Minnesota. They play tomorrow against Primetime. Deion Sanders takes Colorado down to Fort Worth to TCU last week and knock off the Horned Frogs. Oh, don't forget, they played in the national title game last year.
Yeah.
Beat them at their home place last week by three.
You know, you read some of the stuff throughout the week on Prime, and I saw some stuff talking about why
Coach Prime,
why you shouldn't get too excited about it. They're an average team, and they may be. Who knows? It's awful early. But here's the thing I like about Colorado is – just the excitement and the buy-in from the players, from the team. I mean, they're a really confident team. And I don't know, it's going to be a tough, tough game for Nebraska going to Colorado. Nebraska, they've got to find a way to get a win. That fan base, they need
it.
A win, and this will be a big one against Colorado.
Colorado's got a kid by the name of Travis Hunter. When you're in the high school realm, you're playing both ways no matter what because you don't have enough kids in order to do otherwise. At the collegiate level, you got a ton of people on scholarship. You're playing one way. Not this kid, Boz. Last week, 60 offensive plays, 79 defensive plays. He played 87% of the snaps for Colorado.
Yeah, that's big time. I mean,
insane Kansas kid, and now he's doing amazing things over there in Colorado for the Buffs.
Yeah, I think he had three scores, if I remember right.
Over 100 yards receiving.
And,
yeah,
he's a phenomenal player. Hey, if I'm going to give some love to K-State, that'd have been a big time pickup for K-State.
But he would have been third string. That's why he left. And the money wasn't there. He's getting paid in Colorado.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
Getting paid, the NIL money.
Yeah.
All right, you mentioned K-State. Don't forget, you can check out MSCSports.net. Jared Sleppy's got a preview story up right now for Kansas State versus Troy tomorrow. That game, you can hear it right here on your local stations of 103.9 FM KNZA and 92.1 FM KMZA tomorrow, kickoff at 11 for that one. We'll get to NAIA here in a moment for Benedictine, but Kansas State, they defeat SEMO last week, 45-0, real easy game for the Cats. Now they're taking on a Troy team a year ago who was ranked as high as 19, won their bowl game, and coming into this contest here today, they're looking to play spoiler.
Yeah, Troy, they're a good football team. It's one that you definitely cannot overlook. K-State had a really good game last week. I mean, it's tough when you're playing an opponent like that, but they looked good. And you mentioned a Kansas kid with Dylan Edwards. Avery Johnson goes into that game last week and looked really well. I think the future is bright for K-State from the quarterback position. So
not just because of the color of his hair.
No.
It's bright, though.
It is very bright. Yeah. He's got to wear shades. Yeah, he looks like a Colorado, or excuse me, like a California surf
Colorado.
Kid. Not Colorado. looks like he came over from California. He's kind of got the surfer hair
long.
Sunshine. That's right. Exactly.
Yeah, we'll remember the Titans there.
Yep.
All right, so let's switch gears here to the NAIA, Boz. Benedictine, big-time win last week against Clark, 63-14. They're taking on Graceland up in Iowa.
Yeah, this one's going to be a big game for Benedictine. It's tough. I mean, Graceland, they're 2-0. They beat Central Methodist 48-7. They only give up 12 points a game. Benedictine, though, they're going in 1-1. They only give up 17 points a game. So it might be a defensive battle. I think Benedictine got a good shot to win that game, but they're going to put some points on the board.
You can catch that game on 93.7 FM Care Country. Kickoff for that is scheduled for 6:00 tomorrow night. Benedictine trying to get to 2-1. Tomorrow evening. Peru State, they are at home against Mid-America Nazarene tomorrow. They are 0-2 on the year. They lost to Baker last week, 36-17.
Yeah, and it doesn't get easy for Peru State against Mid-America Nazarene. They're 1-1 on the season, but they lost last week 24-7 to the number 3 team, ranked team, Grandview. They kept that game close, a couple score games, so Mid-America, No cakewalk for Peru State. They got to find a way to get a win in the notch in the win column.
And then Highland Community College, they're taking on Dodge City, the Conks from Dodge City. That's kind of your stomping grounds a little bit, yeah.
It is, yeah. Southwest Kansas.
Highland 1-1 after they fell to Butler last week in El Dorado, 38-19. We kind of previewed that matchup just a little bit. Butler, again, a program that churns kids in and out, produces NFL-caliber players year in, year out.
Yeah, Butler is really, really good. They got a ton of kids. They go from the JUCO level up to big-time D1 football. Dodge City, they're coming off a win last week against Coffeyville, 26-17.
Big win.
So, yeah, Dodge City got a bunch of confidence coming into this game. Highland, they're going to have their work cut out for them.
So those are our area colleges that we are keeping tabs on here for this Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. What's coming up for week number 3 for the high school side of it? We'll switch it back here to the local aspect of things. And we'll kind of break these up here just a little bit. But our preview for these games for next week, some big-time games in the Big 7 League going on, Boz.
Yeah, next week we kind of go through and find out what are some of these big-time games. And, you know, we talked about this one, Jake, earlier this week. Hiawatha at Holton, we kind of pegged that one as one that might be pretty good game. If Hiawatha got the win tonight, unfortunately they didn't. Jeff West gets the win, but Holton's 0-2. Hiawatha, we were kind of thinking they might be 2-0. That'd be a big-time matchup, but I don't think it's just not the same without Hiawatha coming in 2-0. Perry LeCompton at home against Nemaha Central, that's going to be a big one. Jeff County North at Wabunsee. Axtell at home against Clifton Clyde, that's a huge game. And then Frankfort at home versus Linden.
Yeah, there's going to be some big-time matchups for us. These are those five that Boz just read to you. That's going to be our five that we're going to pick between. Tonight, we chose JCN ACCHS. We gave away a $30 gift certificate to Jet's Pizza tonight. What's the prize going to be next week? Well, I don't know. We'll figure that out by next Friday. But if you come and find us at one of those games that we just mentioned to you, again, Hiawatha at Holton, Perry LeCompton at home against Nemaha Central, Jeff County North at Wabunsee, Axtell taking on Clifton Clyde at home, or Frankfort at home versus Linden. If you're at one of those games, come find Jake and Boz. And all you got to do, Boz, is walk up and say, are you Jake and Boz? Or you can say Boz. I don't care.
Yeah. You just come up and tell us, hey, I found you.
Or you can say, hey, are you dummy and dummier?
Dumb and dumber?
Well, I mean, dummy, whatever. Anyway, those are our five matchups. Hiawatha at Holton, Nemaha at Perry, Jeff County North at Wabunsee, Clifton Clyde at Axtell, and Linden at Frankfort. Those are our big key matchups for next week. Let's dive into two of them really quickly here, Boz, before we get close to our final break. Jefferson County North at Wabunsee is now probably, arguably, without a shadow of a doubt, it's their toughest game of the year so far.
Yes, it will be. I mean, that's going to be a big-time test for them. Wabunsee, they're tough year in, year out. From what we saw tonight with Jeff County North, they're playing really confident football. They've got all the pieces. The line's great. Quarterback's great. Running backs are great. They This would be a big win for them to go to Waubonsie and pick up the victory.
Yeah, definitely going to be something. Again, get out of the league, in the district a little bit, find a big-time key win. That would be a big marquee win for them heading into, again, they're my sleeper team pick of the year, that if they want to make a deep playoff run, get a W next week at Waubonsie, and that will just start to make people maybe respect a little bit more than what they might already at this point in time. Another one, Frankfort versus Linden. Linden blanked Frankfort last year 50-0. Frankfort, your team that you're keeping your eye on. Big time win tonight against Washington County after they beat Chase County in week number one. Why is that a big time matchup?
Well, you got to keep the momentum going if you're Frankfort. You start off the season hot, you're 2-0, but you go against a team that absolutely drummed you last year. So psychologically, you've got to prepare for that and just, you know, don't even worry about what happened last year. You've got to ride the confidence and momentum that you got built up early in this season. You know, the thing for Frankfort is they've had good seasons in the past, but they hit a stretch there where they drop a few games. And I think for them, just to keep that momentum going, go to 3-0, defeat Linden, that'd be huge for them.
Big time matchups. We'll talk a little bit more about them. Our final break right now here on the MSC Sports Radio Network as we are getting ready to wrap everything up here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We're back after this.
This is Chris Studer, Senior Vice President and Cashier at Community National Bank.
Community National Bank is founded by local businessmen, farmers, the people that make the community what it is. My goal has always been, and strong point will always be, to provide the customer service to the people that support us. At the end of the day, we would not be the organization we are without the support of our customers.
You feel
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, I am convinced that optimal health really comes down to one word. Discipline. Are we disciplined enough to say no to junk food when it's right in front of us? Are we disciplined enough to exercise when it's so much easier not to? Are we disciplined enough to embrace an attitude of gratitude despite the challenges we all face? Being disciplined may not be the easy way, but it's the healthy way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 and let us help you start developing this discipline today.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
At Giant Communications, we have internet speeds of up to 1 gigabyte per second. We know how essential high-speed internet is for your work, entertainment, and staying connected with loved ones. That's why we're here to transform your online experience.
No more staring at loading screens. No more interruptions during your favorite shows, and no more video game lag. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who have already embraced the future of internet connectivity with Giant Communications. Experience the freedom of seamless online existence. Say goodbye to slow internet and hello to the future. Contact Giant Communications today.
Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
The final countdown.
Dorsey Hall, CEO of Community National Bank. You're listening to Community National Bank High School School Board Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, thanks, Dorsey. We're back here one final time to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake, that's Boz. Hope you've enjoyed your evening with us so far, as we've got one more rundown of all the scores for everybody so they know what happened tonight here on this Friday night. For, again, the Gridiron, it was a cool, crisp evening, and it just felt like football weather. Boz, what are those scores? One more time.
Let's get these things done one more time. El Saline gets the win over Hanover, 44-28. Donovan from West Falls to Care Paraville, 60-12. Loken Palco at Lynn. Lynn gets the win, 44-32. Axel picks up the victory at Harford, 52-6. Clifton Clyde gets another win on the season, 46-0 over Blue Valley. Washington County at Frankfort, they fall. Frankfort gets the win 54-6. Troy gets the win 46-8 over Valley Falls. Valley Heights, they come out victorious over Onega 48-16. Royal Valley gets the win tonight at Nemaha Central at Royal Valley. They get the win 62-0. Jefferson West, they come out on top 16-14 over Hiawatha. Holton falls to Sabetha 24-8. Parilla Compton gets the win at Riverside 20-6. Jeff County North, they defeat ACCHS 36-0. McLouth defeats Horton 26-6. Moore Hill Mount Academy, they fall to Jackson Heights 42-6. Pleasant Ridge gets a win over Oskaloosa 21-16. Atchison County thumps Sumner Academy tonight 63-6. And Wamego over Marysville 49-0.
Atchison defeats Sumner Academy, 63-6. Wamego, a big win against Marysville. And so those are your scores here for this evening. You forgot one score, and I'm surprised you didn't say it. The collegiate level, there was a final score tonight from the college ranks.
Oh, yeah, what was it? 34-23, KU over Illinois.
Ooh,
come on.
Wave the wheat.
Hey, don't even worry about it. There's plenty of people out there listening that are all excited.
All right, I'll say it one time. Rock shot. There you go.
Huh? That doesn't happen.
Good thing this is recorded, right?
Yeah,
you might have to replay that some other time.
Absolutely.
All right, let's go into our week three matchups that we are focusing on next week. We've talked about JCM Wabunsee. We talked about Frankfort Linden. Let's talk Axtell at home versus Clifton Clyde. Clifton Clyde, since 2016, have a combined record of 55-12, but they haven't made it past the second week of the playoffs. Major implications on the line with this game this early in the season could just determine their trajectory as they go on throughout the season. Axtell, now, they got a 28-game winning streak, and for them, it's just keeping on, right?
Yeah, this is early on the season. This is as big a matchup as it gets. Clifton Clyde, they're playing really good football. They got the win tonight, 46-0. The problem with Clifton Clyde, they've had really good regular season. They get into playoffs. They can't find their way past the first or second round. So for them to knock off Axtell early in the season, that would be tremendous. You mentioned their trajectory. How much confidence would that give Clifton Clyde if they get a win at Axtell? That would be big time. Now, flip the script, though.
Yeah, I was gonna, just before we move on.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to give some love to Axtell. Axtell. They're the team to beat. They're just the favorite, period. So no easy task for Clifton Clyde to go to Axtell and get a win. I think Axtell, again, they reloaded a little bit, new quarterback. They shuffled some people around, but, man, they're still a really good football team.
Over in the Twin Valley League, you got Centralia traveling to Onega. The only reason why I'm intrigued by this matchup is just to kind of see where both teams are at. From the perspective of Centralia beat Valley Heights in week one, 18-16, and then tonight – Valley Heights took care of Onega in their matchup 48-16 in a game that was 40-0, and Onega got some scores late. So Centralia at Onega, I'm curious to see what that final score is and who comes out on top. I would assume, and that's something that we're able to do. You know,
we can, yeah,
right. We can talk and take the heat from it if things don't go that way. But Centralia, that's a go on the road, take care of business type of game for them. And then over in the NEKL, we talked Jeff County North at Wabunsee. But Horton Valley Falls, I think, will be a fun football game between those two, because Valley Falls coming into the year got some love from the polls. They were getting votes as the top 10 team in the state. They're 0-2. Horton. They're now 0-2 after their loss tonight to McLouth. And so a couple 0-2 teams, someone's going to get their first win of the year.
Yeah, and, you know, my money's on Valley Falls. Like you mentioned, they were
You can't
getting...
say that about high school kids.
What?
My money.
Oh, okay, I can't say money. My vote?
There you go.
My vote would be for Valley Falls.
Come on, Keisha, let us...
Yeah, so that, I mean, Valley Falls, they're a good football team. They just haven't been able to get things going. You mentioned they got some preseason love that others mentioned. They were considered in some of the top places in the state, just haven't been able to get it going. Tough start for them, 0-2, but... I'm gonna say they're gonna go to Horton and take care of business, get their first win.
Final NEKL love I want to give out though is ACCHS at Oskaloosa next week. ACCHS loses tonight to JCN, 36-0 in only the first half. Oskaloosa loses tonight to Pleasant Ridge. So they're both 1-1 now, going into that ball game. So that's again, I think, a pivotal game just for trajectory, because when you're looking at schedules, you're looking at districts and things. These games matter early on in the season in order for you to make it to the postseason.
Yeah, they do. I mean, you just got to find a way to get some momentum. You got to get the wins just to give your team some confidence moving forward.
Then finally, let's go to the Big 7 League. The biggest matchup, I feel like, out of the entire Big 7 League, well, maybe Riverside at home against Roll Valley, or, you know, I dare say it, but Perry LeCompton taking on Nemaha Central at home. I think that one is on paper. Okay, Nemaha's going to win that game. Move on. Hold the brakes just a little bit. Every time a team goes down to Perry LeCompton to play against a team coached by Mike Paramore, you just can't vote them out ahead of time. You got to see what happens on the field first.
You do, and that could be one that I don't think Nemaha Central is going to overlook, because they've played Perry LeCompton plenty of times. They know how tough it is to go down there to their place and get a win. They cannot overlook Perry, and I think you're right. I mean, Perry LeCompton right now, they had to replace a lot of guys last year. They had some, you know, injury bugs situations, and they're figuring things out right now, but they did get their first win tonight over Riverside, maybe taking some confidence into next week. And there's the thing, like, why not? If you're Coach Paramore,
why not me?
Say, hey, why can't we do this? Let's go out, knock off the number one team in Class 2A.
That would be, again, that would be a big portion of our show next week if that was to happen. But I think Coach Glatz is going to be, you know, again, he's been a part of it. He had a target on his back all the time when he was playing at Centralia. He played at KU, didn't have a target on his back there. But, no?
No, you're right.
All right. I mean, that was a pretty smooth segue. I figured you'd maybe clap back. Okay, anyway. He's going to have his team prepared to go down to Perry LeCompton, but you just got that. That's a game that's of an intrigue for me. Lucre Chiropractic Game Ball nominations. We're going to give that game ball away right now. Again, week one's winner was Carter Hike from Nemaha Central. Tonight, our Lucre Chiropractic Game Ball, presented by Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha. We have a handful of nominees for you. We got Carson Spoots from Valley Heights, 198 in total yards and 3 touchdowns. Brody Thielen, 15 carries, 80 yards and a touch for Jeff West, plus 2 interceptions on the defensive side, and Sabetha's backfield, each having 2 runners go over 100 yards each. So the balance of the backfield from Sabetha. Who else you got, Boss?
I got Grady Noel with Jeff County North, over 100 yards passing. He had a 90-yard touchdown run, 65-yard touchdown pass, kind of did it all tonight. He was one. And then we also have Drake Mellies, Jackson Heights, 4 touchdowns total, 2 passing, 1 punt return for touchdown, 1 rushing touchdown, also 3 interceptions on defense. A lot of good candidates tonight.
We got a lot of good candidates, which means that we got to, I mean, somebody's got to win it, though, you know.
You know, we broadcast for a lot of years, and you know me, I like to share love, spread it out. No. All these guys, they had great nights, but Lucre Chiropractic Game Ball.
Hold up.
I'm going to just pick one.
You teased me with giving a duel, and folks at home, Boz and I have broadcasted together for 8 years,
The
inability for him to not share the love. He was consistently wanting to pick players of the game. Oh, let's give it to 2 people. Let's give it to 3. And it was getting to the point where I just knew it was going to happen. So this catches me by surprise, Boz.
Shocker.
Who do you got tonight, buddy?
I'd love to share the love tonight, but it's got to go to Drake Mellies. Phenomenal night. Just mentioned his stats from Jackson Heights. 4 touchdowns on the night, 2 passing, 1 punt return for a touchdown, 1 rushing touchdown, and 3 picks on the defensive side of the ball.
Phenomenal night from Drake Mellies. That's been the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSD Sports Radio Network. Tune in every single Friday night. to get a recap of what happened on that evening in football. For Boz, I'm Jake. Have a phenomenal weekend. We'll see you next Friday here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show has been brought to you by BNP Propane, by The Elevator in Valley Falls, Lucre Chiropractic in Sabetha, by Giant Communications, Gals of Grace Boutique in Nortonville, by Bruna Implement Company, by the Denison State Bank, McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca, Commercial Tire Solutions, by American Family Insurance, Brad Noller Agent, Honeyman Ford in Seneca, Knights of Columbus Insurance, Kirby Schmelsley, Blue Valley Technologies, by Edward Jones, by Sunflower Community Credit Union, and by Helena AgriSystem. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Stay with us on 103.9 FM KNZA for another Weather Eye weather forecast next.
Here's your Kansaland radio listening area forecast. Lows dip down to about 56. Tonight, under clear skies, winds out.